This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tua, Tagovailoa, not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. But first, before we get to this segment, Leroy, can we get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm?
Sure.
YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call at 866-954. More.
Desmond and Dover.
You won't speak.
I'm looking outside right now. It's partly cloudy. It is a heater. Here's where it gets complicated this time of year. All right, you ready? I'm going to break it down for you. Winds come out of the east.
Mm-hmm.
Winds come out of the west.
Mm-hmm.
They settle over West Broward and West Dade in the evening, causing showers. If the easterly breeze is strong enough, it blows those showers over the Everglades. If the westerly wind is strong enough, then it hangs right over us. So you can always look for a stray shower in the evenings this time of year. So right now, it looks like the winds are coming out of the west at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. And I would say right now, it's about 85 degrees.
There you go. How do you do, Froggy?
He's a golfer, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Currently listed at 89 degrees, mostly cloudy.
Soupy.
A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Winds right now out of the west southwest at 11 miles per hour.
All right, there you go. Headlines: you got the Panthers resuming the Eastern Conference final tonight against the Carolina Hurricanes at 8 o'clock. Of course, could hear that right here, 560 WQAM.
You know what's crazy? That the way all these conference championships have gone in hockey and basketball.
Mm-hmm.
We could have like a week with no sports.
Yeah, I know. I said that last hour.
I know.
I said we're going to be basically heading to another All-Star break.
It's gonna suck. Sports, though?
I know. It sucks. We're going to be sitting here just waiting. We can't speed that up because everybody's got hotel reservations, yeah?
Correct.
No, because all the games up until the finals are not set. But the final start dates for all these teams is set.
Right, but the only reason
regardless of what happens.
But the only reason it's set, like, because everybody comes in and they get reservations and all that stuff. Like,
why?
Because people, a lot of reporters and media and TV, like, they all have it planned for these cities of, like, where it's going to be.
But you don't know what cities it's going to be. So, no, they don't have plans.
Sure they do. A lot of people book in advance of, like, oh, I'm going to be in this hotel because they could just cancel.
Right. Okay. I got you.
But either way. Ugh. But Cats in five?
Yeah,
right. Dude. Marlins fell to the Padres 8-6. They blew a 6-0 lead. Meh. Pacers take a 3-1 lead on the Knicks. They beat them 130-121. Halliburton, he's good.
Oh. Underrated.
A triple-double with no turnovers.
Very impressive.
How's that for being overrated?
Very good. Very impressive. Very impressive from him.
Now, you know, when you listen to all the talking heads, they will call certain guys superstars and certain guys just good players or stars.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember early on in the playoffs, they say Halliburton is just very good. But all the guys you claim to be stars, he's outplaying. So what do you do about that? You got to either make him a superstar or say those other guys aren't superstars.
Yeah, I mean, the only guy who had that take last week was Stephen A. And I don't know if he's doing a Knicks fan disparagement to, like, put right. down Tyrese Halliburton. I don't know, man. Like, look, Indiana, super fun. He's obviously a bright star. He's had great stories around him the entire time. He slayed a great player in Giannis, a great team in the Cavaliers, and now the most famous relevant team in the Eastern Conference. He's had viral moments. Like, we were doing this whole last year with Jason Tatum, or for the years of Jason Tatum, where it's just like, why isn't anybody giving Jason Tatum his respect? It's like, you can't force it. It just becomes what it is. And I right. think for Halliburton, the thing that's been cool is this has all felt very organic. You know, people wanting the dad back. The whole thing has been very cool to see, and I think he does have a lot of people rooting for him, not just because I think there's plenty of people who also don't love the Knicks and are enjoying seeing their demise, but I think that he's just been, he's had all these clutch things that have happened to him, and that's what makes you a star, or takes you from a star, an all-star, to a superstar. And, you know, this may end up with him getting gentlemen swept by the OKC Thunder. I don't know. But it's been it has been very cool to see because, yeah, he's had an incredible run this year. They went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year. So I don't know really what you could say to deny him at this point. It would seem silly. It would seem silly, but, you know.
It would, and it just sounds like, you know, it's no doing him himself. He hasn't claimed himself anything. He just went out and played basketball. Is people talking about him and about the others. I think we get caught up so much in sports. In order to make your guy look good, you have to disparage the other guy. And when I'm looking at these Final Four teams, they all have a great player on their team, a guy that they lean on. And, you know, you got to just know that everybody has one of these guys that's gotten to this point, whether it be Ant-Man, whether it be SGA, whether it be Brunson, or whether it be Halliburton. They all have that guy who is going to lead the charge for him. Now, I would say this. Carl Anthony Towns, for whatever reason, I just feel like he should be more dominant than he is. Right? He had those bigs out on the perimeter. They're guarding him with a small guy.
Well, yeah, because
so
he's a perimeter player.
In the paint, and he won't do it.
Yeah, I mean, he's always been a perimeter player. That's what he's been his entire
right,
career.
But again, that I always wonder in sports at what point do you have to deviate from what you want to do to what needs to be done to win, right? That's the key thing about competition is that sometimes during a contest of any sport, you have to go to a place of uncomfortability because that's what's needed to win.
Yeah, I mean, I think also
Chris Bosh had to do it.
Yeah, Chris Bosh had to do it, but Chris Bosh had a lot of the criticisms that I think that he was more of a perimeter-oriented big, that he wasn't a take-it-to-the-rim guy all the time or as much as he needed to. But Chris Bosh wasn't a zero on defense. Like, one of the things that was impressive about Chris
right.
Bosh is how much he grew his game defensively.
Defensively.
Doing what needed to be done. So that's...
That's why I have respect for guys like that go to a new team and their game doesn't get worse, but it changes a little to where you have to do more or do different things to fit in to make the team that you're on successful. And that's where I wonder if Karl-Anthony Towns can do that. If he can be that guy that goes into a locker room, understands the way a game is being played, and determine, I got to be able to take advantage of this guy. I got to be able to, you know, I got to be able to tweak my game so that we are successful.
I'm curious. Like, it's going to be a fun series because you're talking about basically, you know, this fun hub of offense that's coming from the Pacers where they're basically dictating the pace of everything. And you have this, like, defense that just seems so smothering with OKC. Like, people are going to talk about the ratings thing and it's going to be really stupid. But it's an unbelievably fun stylistic matchup. And I don't really know how it's going to go because I think we saw with OKC, like, they got dragged into some deep water with Denver because they could throw up some clunkers offensively. I think they're the better team top to bottom. But, I mean, I think you probably would have said that about the Pacers with every team they've faced other than Milwaukee so far.
Right, we've been doing
so,
this for 2 years now.
It's. I think it's going to be a really, really fun series, mm-hmm. If that's what it ends up being, which it probably will, top hats and monocles. Why are you looking at me like that, Frog
Boy? It's looking that way. I wish it was a sweep, but I'll take the top hat to monocles. I am one of those people that thought Halliburton was like, man, who is this guy? He has a weird shot. He's overrated, but it's getting hard not to like this guy, dude.
It's hard not to like him. He's very likable. That's what I'm saying. Like, for people who are questioning it, it's kind of weird because it's like you didn't predict it, so you want to like defy it.
Because we're all trash the people that are there.
Yeah, we're all doing this thing where we're trying to give it to Ant. I love Ant-Man as much as the next guy. Like I love Anthony Edwards and watching him play basketball. But this, like, for everybody who's in Boston and like have been shoving the Tatum takes down our throat for 5 years, this is what it is. It's like it's a little bit and I think there's a little bit of a, well, this guy wasn't coronated. He wasn't a, you know, thought of star. Like, a lot of people in the basketball had said they loved Tyrese Halliburton as a player, and they thought, man, big mistake by the Kings trading him and whatnot, the real nerds of it. But it's not just that. It's like he's doing this, and he's just slaying all of these teams. Right. You know, and then you have the stuff with the dad. That's a fun story with it as well, him doing the Reggie Miller choke. All of that stuff adds to it. And so It just happens organically, and I kind of feel like, you know, he's the most popular guy once it's going to be said, because it does feel like on the other side, people are really crushing Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, which I don't think you shouldn't do, because he's also very excellent.
Free throw merchant.
He's going to get into the line. What do you want from him?
No, that's ridiculous. It really is.
What do you want from him?
It's like, what?
That's okay. The game he plays.
I'm sorry. I'll not try and get fouled. I'm sorry.
Did we not see that with D Wade? D Wade had the ability to get to the. Did we not see that with
honestly,
with
all the greats.
Jimmy? That's how they play. You know, there's an option. You cannot foul them.
Schmeathan says the Kings had Halliburton, Fox, and Davion Mitchell all at the same time. Sure did. Also passed on Luka. That's a bad franchise, dude.
They got a guy, though.
Hey, don't worry. They were the 3 seed once.
It's a good year.
Oh, man. All right, we'll take a break. Get into a little football coming on up, including we'll get to Leroy's ally. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I hate everything about you.
Hey, we just had our second Whiskey Scars and Cigars a few weeks ago, and now we got your chance to win tickets to Drew Estate's sold-out Barn Smoker. Get a tour of the Florida sun-grown farm, enjoy fine spirits, a catered dinner, and an exclusive Barn Smoker cigar pack upon arrival. For your chance to win, go to the WQAM contest page at WQAM.com. Thank you for your ice, Leroy. Must be 21 or older to win and attend. It's like I'm doing a show sometimes with the damn penguin.
Wow.
It was a lot of ice. I have an important and urgent statement.
Ooh.
Dolphins OTA is in full swing today. I believe they're speaking to the media a little bit today,
nice.
Including our long-winded favorite little head coach.
Oh, God.
Jalen Phillips.
Oh, yes.
Has posted a statement.
Mm.
I think it's a statement. Poem? Mm. I don't know. Something on Instagram.
Poem?
It writes, because he won, I don't know if you saw this yesterday, Leroy, won the orange jersey. Now, to my recollection, there's never been co-orange jersey winners before. This was a dual orange, which was Jalen Phillips and Intangibles Wonder himself, Ethan Bonner.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude. So I'm just saying.
Wow.
Jalen Phillips writes, life is a paradox. Nothing good in life ever comes easy. You have to go through hardship, pain, and discomfort to grow. These last 2 years for me have been filled with disappointment, anguish, pain, devastation, and sadness. But they've also been filled with love, growth, purpose, opportunities, and some of the happiest moments of my life so far. I strongly believe that my purpose is to inspire others to never give up, no matter what the circumstance is. Discipline, dedication, and persistence are the most important qualities in life. There is always a light at the end of the tunnel. Cheers to another year of failure, defeat, joy, and success. I beat science again, bitch.
No, okay, hold on. No,
what do you mean?
There's no way.
No, that's it. That's on the statement.
No way.
Okay, I maybe made up that last part.
After eloquently speaking the entire time, did he decide to put that?
No, that's how he signed it off.
Which, as a fellow science beater.
Well, he put a prayer emoji, but I thought that that's what that meant. I thought that that's what that meant.
Already winning orange jerseys. Releasing soliloquies on his Instagram.
I'm telling you that's what he meant. Mm. I'm telling you that's what he put that on there. Mm. Leroy's muted. I don't know who muted him or he muted him, but he's muted. He's trying to chime in here.
You're the reason why.
What?
Frog Boy won't wear a boot.
Why?
Yeah.
He's Jalen Phillips.
No, he's not Jalen. Yeah. You're not Jalen Phillips. You're not Jalen Phillips.
Sometimes I look in the mirror and I'm like, is that number 15 or is that me? It's never him. But if you squint a little bit.
The zero is under your armpit because your ass is round.
Jesus, Josh Hart's like, it's time to actually do something on the field.
What?
Jeez, he's heartless. Heartless bastard. Wow.
I mean, look.
That's tough.
He's inspiration.
He is inspiration.
Look, it's
not his fault that he had a rogue teammate. Went Leroy Jenkins on his knee last year.
Mm.
Oh, you hope for is that he can get back on the field and play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I still think he's a ways off, right? It's OTAs. Stop.
What? Right?
It's OTAs.
Yeah, but he's got cleats on. Remember last year? Remember, Leroy? You're like, oh, he doesn't have cleats on, so it's not real.
Well, because that's part of the rehab is first you do movements without all that grip and traction, and then you work your way up.
Hmm.
And if he has cleats on now, it's a different injury.
Well, yeah, it was a different injury. He came back from a partially torn ACL instead of an Achilles.
Right.
Science beater.
It's also his birthday today, by the way. Happy birthday to
Happy birthday.
Is he beating science?
Yes, he's beating science.
How is he beating science?
He beats the timeline. Same way I did. I'll explain.
You didn't beat science.
The timeline is the expected
window.
You
didn't beat science.
You had a boot
on
your ankle and you've been out for half the season.
Both of us were expected to be out for an extended period of time. Both of us made miraculous recovery.
Well, let's also be clear about something. This is not Dolphins OTAs, okay?
Oh, whoa.
They have described it as
Phase 2.
They tweeted yesterday, Phase 2, connection, consistency, chemistry. That's phase two, dude.
Dude, I want to poke myself in the eye.
Why, man? This is exciting. Football's back.
Football's not back.
No, football is back.
Football's not. You know when football's back? Football's back when they start playing games and I can see that they're different than they were last year.
Okay, but you can only win
I am not going to get that impression or feeling until they play against another team.
What do you feel about
Because they can go without pads, you can be tough. I met a whole bunch of tough guys during summer OTAs. Soon as we put the pads on, Charmin. So I don't want to hear about how things are going in the offseason. You can only prove that you are different by playing physical in a football game that matters.
So you're saying one of the C's should be Charmin, not consistency?
Consistent. Yeah, you've been consistently soft.
Schmeathan says it's phase deuce because that's all they drop.
I don't know. You know, remember the meetings?
For everybody who's sitting here getting all excited,
mm-hmm.
Yes, you can be excited about everybody being there, and you can be excited about them jogging around in shorts or whatever, but the thing that has plagued this team is them being soft up front.
Yeah, but
and you can't fix that running around in shorts and helmets.
I don't know, dude.
So talk to me when somebody hits somebody. Talk to me when they dominate another defensive line or offensive line. Talk to me then.
Okay.
Otherwise, everything they're preaching right now doesn't mean anything because you ain't hit nobody.
Counterpoint.
Ain't no counterpoint.
No, counterpoint, dude.
You can't be. You Let can't just change say- softness with no pads on.
Hold on.
You can't do it.
Kenny G yesterday.
I'm tired of hearing it.
Nope. Kenny G, your fellow Wolverine.
Yeah, big.
You can do whatever you want on it.
Leroy?
He ain't been here long enough to feel it.
I'll tell you what he felt.
He may not be soft.
I'll tell you what he felt.
But he don't know about the softness of everybody else.
Oh, okay, but that doesn't matter because now you're building tough roots because with the Rooks.
I agree. But again, you ain't going to show me you tough until you actually play against somebody.
You should have seen Kenneth Grant yesterday move this sled. I mean, he took this sled for a ride yesterday, dude.
Wow.
I mean, you might as well call him Santa. Like, that's how much he took this sled for a ride. It really was a thing of beauty.
Wow.
Like, he gave this thing elevation, dude.
Big, big, tough.
Man, y'all fall for something.
I'm not falling for it. I'm just telling you.
You fall for it. You fall for it. Dude, this whole season is going to be based on one thing. And you don't want to admit it, and nobody wants to hear it. It's going to be based on three situations during a football game. Third and short, fourth and short, and 4 minutes left to go in the game. Can you run the clock out? That's it. You fix those aspects of this team, and they're going to be better, both on the offense and the defense. I'm telling you. While we sitting here coming up with all these elaborate plans, all of it is centered around strapping your chin strap tight, putting your mouthpiece in, and busting somebody's ass in front of you.
Careful.
And until they do that, I don't want to hear nothing. Want to hear how tough? Yeah, everybody's tough when they ain't fighting. You see the pregame press conferences?
Yeah.
You ain't so tough when you land on your back on the canvas, though.
Gotta get to this Manny Pacquiao too. Anyway, Leroy has an ally. His name is Terry Bradshaw. Now, one thing we know about Leroy Horde is he hates Aaron Rodgers.
Hates Aaron Rodgers.
He hates Aaron Rodgers.
Let's be clear. You don't have to put words in my mouth. I'll tell you exactly what I hate. I hate all the dude's antics. All his antics aren't conducive to being a leader of a football team. You can put whatever twist you want on that. You can say, I don't like Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Fame quarterback, okay? But all of his other antics aren't good to be plugged into a place and try to lead a team. It's not.
Well, Terry Bradshaw was on 103.7 The Buzz's Morning Mayhem Show. That's in Arkansas, by the way, an Arkansas sports radio show. That's good.
Ah.
This is what Terry Bradshaw had to say on the possibility of Aaron Rodgers joining his beloved Pittsburgh Steelers.
Think about possibly Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback. That's a joke. That is just to me is a joke.
What are you going to bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? I mean,
that's
that
not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man, that guy needs to stay in California. Go,
thank
go
you.
Somewhere and
you.
Chew on bark and whisper to the gods out there.
100%. These guys on the show, Mr. Bradshaw, know I'm not a fan of his. We've been around each other personally, and he was not a kind person.
He does not. I had to go over and introduce myself to him. He's not. I had to go, hey, Aaron, I'm Terry Bradshaw. I know he knows me, but I just felt like I better tell him who I am.
Yeah.
And not, you know, you walk in there and you get in his presence and you feel like it's going to start snowing. So.
Wow. That was an assassination character right there.
Listen,
it's not being frosty, right? What the man said was 100% accurate.
No, he said that when he went over to Aaron Rodgers and started snowing. He's saying Aaron Rodgers was frosty towards him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Aaron Rodgers is going to have a problem with anybody who says anything negative about how he's going about what he wants to do.
Did he tell him to chew bark?
He did. He did mention that.
Whisper to the gods.
Go to California and chew bark. Okay.
I think he will. He probably has chewed bark and whispered.
I mean, think about the story
with his
franchise.
Boy, Jordan Poyer.
Oh, God.
Think about the story franchise of the Pittsburgh Steelers, right?
Mm-hmm.
How they've gone about their business for decades, right? For the Pittsburgh Steelers to sign Aaron Rodgers, that is literally so against everything that they believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And how they go about their business. And so if a former Pittsburgh Steeler comes out and says something about it, it's basically because of how he has lived in that Pittsburgh building, how Pittsburgh has handled people in that situation, right? And, like, is it worth, like, you've seen Aaron Rodgers the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Is it even worth the risk?
I just don't know what other options that team has. It feels like they've been setting up themselves up for this.
You can't sell your soul. If you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, one of the things I admire about how they've done things, if they have done things the same way for a substantial amount of time.
Sure.
With the support of their coaches, management, and whatever, right? If you bring in Aaron Rodgers and his being there stands against everything that you have built over the last 50 years, right? I can understand why people would have a problem with that. Now, here's the difference. You think Aaron Rodgers is going to be better than last year as he's a year older?
The only thing I'd say is he looked better as the year went on, so I do wonder with time away from the Achilles. It could be, but it's definitely a coin flip. Like, I don't know. Because age could be tapping him on the shoulder.
I heard something this morning. Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a better fit for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins looked bad last year, man.
He did, but he was also coming off of an Achilles.
He did. He was.
Okay. So if you're gonna say that about Aaron Rodgers, you got to say it about Kirk Cousins.
I met him too, Mr. Bradshaw, and I can tell you he's not a nice man.
You ain't answering my question.
I still think I'd take Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
Yeah, I think I would. If I'm doing a one-off.
Kirk Cousins doesn't come with the antics.
He has his own antics, you know?
Like what?
Loves to be on quarterback, you know? Seems like a bit of a diva. Over these last couple of years with the whole Michael Penix thing.
When you pay somebody $100+ million for 3 years and guarantee most of it, and then that guy loses his job, yeah.
Yeah, but he was apparently pissed that they even drafted a guy. And I'm like, you haven't even been in the organization, buddy. Like, what are you?
Right, you haven't played yet.
You know, what are you getting all frosty about? What have you proven to the?
I would literally say that if it were a poll question, 80% would say Kirk Cousins.
80% for 1 year?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because it's possible you can get Kirk Cousins for more than 1 year.
I think it'd be...
He has 3 years, 4 years?
I think you'd get majority. I don't think you'd get like an overwhelming majority.
I can't imagine if you're a Steelers fan, what you have gone through the last 30 plus years and how that team and that organization has have done things.
Frogboy, you're an NFL insider. Who do you feel like you would take for 1 year?
I am an NFL insider. If I had to give my opinion, I do think towards the end of the year, Aaron Rodgers was figuring it out. But he is always 1 week away from, like, I gotta go to a temple in the Amazon. And for that reason, although Kirk Cousins, and like you said, you know, he's a little bit further removed from the Achilles injury that he was suffering the season before. And I saw him on that quarterback show, and he's just more likable, dude. He's just a likable guy. So for the 1 year, I'd take Kirk.
Better than that phony Joe Boudreau.
Oh, God, the international fraud.
You see he bullied the schedule people to come out?
Telling you, he's international like, fraud.
Oh, we're sorry, Joe Boudreau. We put you in Baltimore too much.
Oh, like he has him poor schedule makers cowering to Joe Boudreau.
Whiny, dude.
Baby. Take a break. Mix things up on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.